Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Don Cooper back on the show. Don's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Sales Heretic, the publisher of Money Marketing and More, an outstanding e-newsletter, and he is one of the smartest guys we know when it comes to helping you get more sales. Don Cooper, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Great to be back.
So what's going on out there in the marketplace?
It's interesting. We're seeing a lot of things that you're listening to what you talk about in Europe, and that is a really frightening situation over there, and it's impacting us dramatically. I was just over in Italy, actually, and I could see the results of what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
Gas prices are through the roof, and of course, when gas prices go up, it drives the cost of everything else up.
They've got stagflation over there, don't they? They got high prices and low economy.
That's exactly it. And unemployment's very, very high all throughout the continent, and prices are going up and up and up because the taxes keep going up on everything, and that
right.
drives everything else up.
It's unsustainable, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's the point that I was trying to make in the last segment, is that socialistic policies are unsustainable.
Exactly.
The free market economy ebbs and flows. It comes and goes. Yes, there are booms and busts, but it heals itself.
Yeah.
It's a self-healing system.
It is.
But socialism is not self-healing because it prints money, it borrows money, other people's money, it spends other people's money. At least capitalism spends its own money.
Well, no group, whether it's a society or a company or anything else, can survive by paying people not to work.
Right.
That's not a sustainable model.
That's right. Yep, and that's what we got, here's what I don't get, Don. Why is that so hard for even the uneducated to see? I mean, when I say the uneducated, I'm talking about politicians who don't understand how the economy works. What if you were a politician and you wanted more tax money? Wouldn't you want to foster and encourage the system that actually would create more tax money as sustainable tax money, which would be the free market economy?
Well, there's a couple of problems. Number one is the vast majority of people in Washington do not understand economics.
Well, that's true.
97% or so of Congress people are lawyers.
That's right.
Zero
that's exactly
economics
right.
education. So they don't understand economics in the first place. So they're making economic policy without having the slightest idea what their actions are going to do.
So one of the things we need to do to get more sales is to elect people to go to Washington, who actually know how the economy works.
That would be a huge, huge.
And we're not talking about irrespective of party, right? We're
right,
not talking
right.
Republican, Democrat. We don't care. This part of the discussion doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
there are plenty of Republicans and Democrats, plenty of people out there who have worked in the economy. I love talking to members of Congress when I know that they've actually run a business before.
Right. They have an idea of how things work, and they get how tax policy impacts businesses, how things like unemployment, how unemployment taxes impact businesses, how minimum wage impacts businesses.
Yeah.
They get that.
Have you heard what was the guy's name? McGovern, Senator McGovern from Minnesota. He was a huge liberal lion. I mean, he voted for every tax increase, every minimum wage increase. He was a liberal's liberal.
Right.
Until he retired from Congress and went to New England and opened up a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
And later said, if I had known all of this that I've learned as a business owner, If I had known this when I was in Congress, I would not have voted for many of the things I voted for.
Precisely.
All because he had experience running a business.
Yep.
So, folks, if you want to get more sales, one of the things you can do is whenever the next election comes up, ask the candidate that's asking for your business, tell me about your business background. How about that, Don? What's wrong with that question?
That's a great question.
Tell me about your business background. And if they can't say something like they, you know, if you can't convince you that they don't know, you know, they know nothing about or know something about the economy, then vote for the other candidate, even if it's not your party. I'm telling you, it'll help your business. I promise. 20 till. When we come back, Don's going to help us improve our sales presentations, our proposals, and things like that. After these messages, 20 till. Don Cooper is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.